Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Jamie, are you there? Did I push the
button? I'm here.
Yay, I pushed the buttons right. All right. Been one of those mornings. I can't help it. Tell us, everyone listening here to the show this morning, what's up with Nick?
Well, first of all, it's cool to be talking with you. Nick has me obsessing over what I must have done wrong because he hasn't replied to me since our date on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's been a little bit. So what did you guys do on the date?
We just went for a drink. I was a little rowdier than I expected, but we had fun.
It was St. Patrick's Day, right? So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what did you like do the whole green beer thing and
Guess, yeah. We had Irish whiskey, and I was wearing green. He forgot to, though, so the bar had to, like, give him some silly green beads to wear.
How do you forget to wear green?
How do you forget to wear green?
Right?
Well, I mean, at least they had some tchotchkes and stuff to wear, so that's good. I mean, as far as the conversation and everything, I mean, that must have been a little tough to do in a bar on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, a little crazy. But we, like, had a good time and laughed it off. We decided, like, a quiet dinner for our next date.
Yeah.
So you made plans for a second date, and then you get ghosted?
Yeah, exactly. It was really weird.
Dang. Oh. All right, so anything, you know, in the date itself, maybe before, during, whatever, other than the chaos of the night or the day or whatever that, you know, you can think of as why he's ghosting you or anything?
Trust me, I have been obsessing over this and I genuinely can't think of anything. I mean, he teased me for like mixing my whiskey with ginger ale, but I'm not a whiskey drinker. I wanted to lighten it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you tease him, like, who doesn't wear green on St. Patrick's Day? Gosh, quit making fun of my drink.
Yeah, obviously. Because, like, oh, my God, it's so easy. Pick something green. Like, yeah.
Right.
So you didn't get, like, wasted or anything like that? You didn't have too many drinks?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm actually really disciplined. I had, like, one drink and a bunch of sweet potato fries. I was fine.
Okay. Cool. It's not, 19 Irish car bomb shots. Let's go. Woo! Next thing you know, you're wearing a kilt and using a payphone. Yeah. Well, not a payphone, but using a pool table as a bagpipe or something.
Just give him a call and see if we can get you guys on that dinner date where you can actually talk.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, Jamie.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
We just talked to Jamie. Quite a date, Cat. St. Patrick's Day at a bar.
Yeah, and Nick forgot to wear green.
Shocker. Well, let's call the little leprechaun and find out why.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Can we speak with Nick?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Cosmo and Cat on Y107. We got a question for you about a date that you went on with Jamie. Do you remember her?
The girl who takes St. Patrick's Day way too seriously. Yeah. What about it?
How seriously does she take it? I guess I'm curious because we heard some things about you not taking it very seriously at all.
Okay, you heard some things about me. Well, did she tell you maybe then, like, that she was decked out from head to toe in green, from like her shoes to like the bow in her hair?
Did
she mention that? And like that she like pinched me because I forgot to wear any green, like that kind of serious?
No, she pinched you.
I mean, that's what's supposed to happen, right? Like that's the
Like if you don't wear green, you get pinched.
Whatever.
She would want to pinch you.
Look, traditionally, sure, whatever you like, pinch, like ha ha, funny. What I'm talking about was like, this hurts, and we just met.
Oh, so she took it a little.
I barely touched you. Oh my God.
Hello?
It was more like a caress. And when you looked freaked out, I gave you a kiss to make up for it. So.
What is going on?
Jamie is here too. It's a St. Patrick's Day miracle.
Hi.
Hey, look, I don't know. There's not much else to it. I mean, if it was a caress, it wouldn't have stung like that. And, like,
oh
it just...
God, man up. It was like an affectionate little tweak. I'm very touchy-feely. What do you want from me?
Not to be touched like that, that's for sure. Like, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm sorry, let me get this straight. So, like, I pinch you, and that makes you blow me off after saying we should go to dinner?
Whoa. You said we should go to dinner sometime. I just nodded along so that we could, like, end our time together. I mean, it wasn't...
Wait, so you lied. So you said you wanted to see me again, and you didn't mean it.
You set up the... You wanted to go out again, but, like, you can get as upset as you want about it. Either way, I'm not interested in you, and I'm not going to change my mind, and this certainly is not.
He just hung up, Jamie. He gone.
Okay, well, great.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it sounds like he deserved that pinch.
I mean, he's a liar.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, for the record, I am very soft and sweet, and I did not pinch him too hard. He's being a little baby about it.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up. Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar. This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.